Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. So I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today. I was, you know, I focus on working on a book, and it's about vibration. It's about connecting to source, what some people call God. And so I got kind of a little bit of a writer's block. So I try to meditate on this whole thing. What am I going to write about, Spirit? What are we going to write about? So what came up was this idea of happiness. Being happy, and I'll read a little bit about it. So I see I have a caller, but today is about getting all you want in the world, manifesting everything you want, and we'll just say being happy, being in the vibration of happy. I didn't put that in there because that's just a lot of extra words, but it's about being happy. Are you happy? And I'll define happy. Spirit's starting to define the idea of the concept of happy with me, and I kind of went through this whole idea of, let's have some fun. Let's enjoy life. I've been reading a little bit about that and reading about people, authors have written about this idea that life is about play. Life is about having fun. And so I'm tying that into happiness. So we'll get into that. I have a caller, so hopefully we're on the same wavelength today. We're all about being happy, manifesting what you want in your life. I talked a lot about that in the last few shows. I don't know, I'm a little nasally today. I don't know why. Why am I nasally? Who knows, right? Who knows? The weather's a little odd. It's hot today, and it's a little bit of clouds. I don't know. How's everybody? You feeling happy? You having fun yet? Are you having fun? So I'll take a call, and I think I'm going to start the show after a call by letting my spirit guides channel to you about some of the things I've been talking about being happy, and then we'll see. We'll go from there. We'll absolutely go from there. And then I'll read you a little bit of what I wrote. I'm going to talk about the vibrational scale. And different people have put out this vibrational scale. And the vibrational scale is, well, we'll get into that. And if you're at that top end of that vibrational scale, you're happy, basically. And when you're happy and in the top of the vibrational scale, you're manifesting whatever you want in life. Simple as that. Simple. I don't. That spirit says it's really simple. Just be happy. Was that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Just be happy. So we'll talk more about what it means to be happy. What are the aspects or the things about happy? I'll take a call, and then I will channel my spirit guides, and they're going to talk about this whole subject, I think, a little bit more. They always kind of go off on their own little tangents, but that's cool. Yeah, and then we'll talk more about this vibrational scale and happiness and how to get there and what you need to do to be happy, all that fun stuff. Yeah, because if you're happy, if you're feeling good, what was that kid's song? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Can you sing that song for me? Can you? Okay, well, we'll go there. Let me take your call. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
Do you know that song?
Yes.
You don't know it. I bet you you don't know it. Can you sing it for me?
Yes, I do.
I'm just teasing.
You don't sing.
I don't? Okay. Well, my daughter says I can't sing either, but she has a good voice. So whom am I speaking to? Shiva?
Yes.
Shiva?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on today? Are you happy?
I don't know.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
I try to.
So what's going on today, though? Why would you call into this show? Of all the shows in the world, of all the gin joints in the world. Remember that movie, Casablanca, of all the gin joints in the world? What brings you into this one?
Yes.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yes. One of my favorite movies. I was wondering...
It's a classic.
Yes, it is.
You are wondering. Okay, I'm going to let you
wonder.
Go into Wonder, no, express okay. what you're wondering about.
I went car shopping today, and I'm wondering if that's the best deal for me.
Oh, wow. You don't know?
I have a feeling it is, but I hope I'm getting a good car.
What are you buying? I'm not going to be a car expert here for a moment. What are you buying?
Kia. It's a used car.
Kia. It's a used car. Mm-hmm. How old is it?
2015.
That's not, and how many miles are on it? It sounds like a car. I was actually in the car business for a number of years, so I'm coming from it. I'm not lit. Spirit probably will say, George, stop it. But what? How many miles are on it?
30.
That's not bad.
30,000.
It's 2015, mm-hmm. so it's approximately 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you look up the Blue Book value on it? Because I have no idea what the Blue Book value is. It's here. Okay?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, I would do that first. I would look up Consumer Reports. Here's what I would do if I was you. I would go into Consumer Reports and see about the repair history on that particular vehicle. Okay? I don't know. Spirit's mm-hmm. kind of saying you need to do some research is what they're trying to tell you to do. They're trying to say you need to do a little homework on this. You need to find out the Blue Book value. And that's pretty easy to do. If you go online, you can, you know, .com, KGB or whatever it is, Blue Book, KellyBlueBook.com or KGB.com. And you just put the model, the miles, and it'll tell you. Now, sound like a car expert, but I did a lot of this. But it's going to give you three figures, and it's going to give you the wholesale value, and that's what they would buy it for. Okay? So that's not what you're going to pay for it. Okay? Then yeah. they're going to give you the retail value, and that's the price that the optimum retail sales price that they should sell it at, optimum, based on your location and so forth and so on. So if it's above that number, then it's a little expensive. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's yeah. a third number, I think, if you bought it from a private party. Are you buying this from a private party or a dealer?
Dealer.
Okay, so, yeah, that retail number is the one you want to bounce off of. Don't worry about the wholesale number. If they're selling it at wholesale value, then there might be something wrong with it. They got it really cheap, okay, for some reason. So mm-hmm. I would be a little leery of any car that's being – if a dealer is selling car at wholesale, because that means there's – possibly even at 30,000 miles, it's been in an accident or something happened to it. But they're supposed to disclose all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that it's going to be sold somewhere near retail. But you, if I was you, and this is what I hear for you from Spirit, God, the great car gods in the sky, maybe it's – do you remember there was PBS had the click and clack or NPR News, Click and Clack Brothers – I don't know if you ever remember those, but one of them died, so maybe I'm channeling him. Okay, so, but what I'm getting is kind of interesting. Maybe I am. He's saying basically you want to go at least 20% below retail. You want to negotiate for at least 20% below retail. And a lot of that depends on your credit. The better your credit is, the better price you can get, okay? The better price you can negotiate for. And if you're putting a down payment on, the more money you put down, the better pricing you can get. Does that all make sense at all? I mean, I know I'm doing something from a totally different perspective, but I'm looking at it from the car business side. And I don't mean to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you have a little bit of factors. So find out, first of all, what the retail value of this car is before you decide on it. Ask for any accident history on this car. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's never been in an accident. Do you have your own personal mechanic?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the other thing you would do is take it to your own personal mechanic and have them look at it. Now, a good dealer will allow you to do that. If they're kind of cheesy a little bit, they'll say, no, we can't do that. Or they'll send a salesman with you to the mechanic and, you know, make them sit there while you do this, but that's okay too. Is it a certified used car, which means it's gone through an inspection process or not? I'm asking you all these questions, but you need to know these things, okay?
Yes, I know most of the things you're saying. I'm just wondering if it was a good deal.
Well, I don't know the price, and I don't know the Spirit is trying to get you to do the research because you need to know the price. I don't have the price here, and I don't know the retail value of it. So they're just saying mm-hmm. you need to check the retail price on it, the retail value, and compare that to what they're selling it to. It's just a little bit. It takes you 5 minutes to figure that out. And that's what you need to do is check that. That's what you need to do to check that out. And then once you get that, if the rest of the stuff is fine, if there's no accidents, blah, 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 the maintenance has been kept up on it, blah, 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 it's a good deal. If it's below retail. But the Spirit keeps saying if it's about 20% below retail price, then you're probably getting a fairly decent price. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I guess Spirit didn't want to give her a yes or no. They didn't want to tell her. They wanted to do a little homework, which is okay. Do a little homework is fine. You know, it's like they were kind of cautioning her to make sure that this car is below retail value. And, you know, if you have the model, the model and the car, the model and the year it was made and the miles, and you can just go into that website, KGB.com. Boom, done. Okay, so I'm not sure where – well, that's kind of an interesting – I've never – yeah, okay. For all those car buyers out there, and this is not a car buying show. So even though I was in the industry, I was in sales and finance manager and various other things. And actually, I had quite a history in the car business. Way before that, I worked for a gentleman who bought and sold exotic cars, and I was part of that team that we worked on, and we put together a sales program for exotic vehicles and marketing consignment vehicles for people. So I have a little bit of experience in that industry, and you know, all about retail value and wholesale value and all that sort of fun stuff and selling a car. We used to have to. Okay, never mind. I don't know why I went there. Okay. And so I'm going to next let my spirit guides talk to you about this whole idea of happiness and or whether they want to talk to you about. And we'll go from there. And then we'll talk more about being happy. Because manifesting whatever you want in your life, you can manifest it if you're in that good high vibrational place. Because, you know, and simply, and I talk a lot about this, but if you're in this high vibrational place, you're connected to God's source energy, and you get into that magnetic field of manifesting whatever you want in your life. And it's complicated, but it's not. It's actually very simple. But being happy isn't always the easiest thing to do, is it? Okay, I'm going to shut up for a moment and let my spirit guides talk to you. Sarah is a spirit group. It's not an individual spirit. It's a group of teachers that come together, and one or another will speak to you on whatever theme, and they're of all in agreement on the subject matter. Okay, and the group varies from time to time based on the needed expertise on the subject. Okay, and they don't like to use names. Some you know, some you wouldn't know. So I'm going to go away and let them speak. Well, that was a good answer for that lady, where we were prompting you to answer that lady in a way that she would do a little bit of homework. Because, well, we won't get too deep into that subject, because sometimes people have to feel good about their own purchase. And for somebody to tell them that doesn't have an expertise in that particular field and the background and the knowledge to give them that information, then they can't. I got a noise in the background. Sorry, let me get back in. Somebody's trying to reach me, and I don't want them to reach me right now. So, okay. So hopefully it'll go away. So let me get back. Let me get back to spirit. That was disrupting. I had the phone near me. And let me turn my phone off so I don't get calls, and then Spirit can talk to you. That was a little frustrating for me. Somebody, I don't know, it sounded like a solicitor. Cell phones, you're not supposed to get solicitors, but they do it anyway, right? Okay, so let me go back. Okay, sorry about that. And let me get back into Spirit, what they were saying. Yes, you need to stay in a vibrational connection with us, and something that pulls you out of vibrational connection. So, yeah, it's to give answers in that sort of environment is really important for the individual to really connect with somebody, not necessarily a psychic, but somebody who has an expertise in that field, to get an evaluation of the decision, you know, and versus just getting an opinion from somebody who is, because we want people to make their own choices and follow their own hearts and follow the guidance, but also use a level of intelligence and use a level of wisdom and gain knowledge on a particular subject. Now, it's not easy for some people, but, you know, you live in a world where there's so much information out there, and it's so easy to address that information. So we didn't want to give an opinion, yes or no, on purchasing that particular vehicle. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about happiness. We're talking about you being happy, you as humans being happy. And as we wrote or gave the information to George, and this is a very interesting point, and he could read it to you, but we'll kind of go back over what we were telling him this morning in his writing process about you when you came into a physical body. You came in as a baby. You're happy. You're a happy being because you don't have the influences on you to keep you from being unhappy. Now, the only influences you have as a child, a small child, is physical discomfort. What will keep you from being unhappy? Are you hungry? Are you wet? Are you cold? Are you in pain? Are you sick? Those are the only reasons you could be unhappy as a child, because you haven't been programmed to be unhappy. Fear, worry, all those negative emotions have not been introduced into your childhood. Now, it takes a few years. It doesn't take very long for those influences to come into your childhood, where you start to be, emotions start to be presented to you through words and thoughts from other people that introduce worry, fear, anger. And all of these negative emotions are being presented to you as a child. And so you develop ability is not the best word for us to use. You take on a state of those emotions. Let's say anger. Well, you're not happy if you're angry, are you? You're not in a positive place. Now, let's go to the other end of the spectrum for a moment, and let's get into what it means to be happy. Because a child is joyful. A child is loved. A child that feels loved, that feels joyful, that's playing, that's experiencing things, that's exploring, that's doing all of these things, is happy. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Because if you're in the vibration of joy, if you're in a vibration of appreciation, if you're marveling at all the things around you and you're showing appreciation for every little thing in your life, and you're experiencing joy, you're experiencing love, you're experiencing just all of these positive emotions, compassion, you're extending yourself, you're giving to others, you're feeling the joy and the happiness and of all that, that's being happy. Now, if you move down that emotional scale, well, peace is another word you might want to throw in there for the usage here, is that if you feel peaceful, if you're comfortable, if you're relaxed, if you lack and are not bringing in worry and frustration, if you're able to release those emotions and get into a very relaxed and comfortable state, that you're happy. So vibrationally, and the message for humans and from our perspectives, if you can get your emotional base into those places of being joyful, of being at peace, at being in the state of love and unconditional love, but love, let's just use the word love here, and to be compassionate, to be kind, you're working from your heart. You're working from that soulful place. And ultimately, the goal here is for you to manifest whatever you want in your life, to create whatever you want in your life, to live a life fulfilled, to live your purpose. And if you're in that emotional state that we're talking about, if you're in a state of joy, if you're in a state of compassion, if you're in a state of kindness, if you're in your state of love, if you're in that state of appreciation where you appreciate everything around you for even the littlest things and you always look for things to appreciate, then, as we have described before, you're in that connection with Source, God. You're totally connected to. And so whatever you're asking for from that emotional place is going to arrive in your life. It may take some time. It depends on whatever needs to be arranged for it to happen. It could be instantaneously. It could be within the same day. It could be weeks. It could be months. But if you can stay in the state of happiness, if you can always be lifting yourself into that state of happiness. But how do you do that? We would ask you, and we would kind of guide you on that idea of how do you stay in that state of happiness with the world that you're living in the environment you're living in, and all the fears that are around you. It's a matter of focus. It really is a matter of focus. But it's also a matter of focusing on things that you can change in your environment and not focusing on things you can't change in your environment. Can you change the tension between North Korea and the United States? Can you really change it? Can you personally change it? What can you do? Now, you can meditate on it. You can meditate on peace. You can think about peace. You can put out that vibration of peace to the universe. That's about the only thing you can do. Unless you're a leader of a country or have influence on a leader of a country, you can write letters. But does that feel good? Is that comfortable for you to do that? Is that really making a change? So you focus on things that you can change in your environment. You focus on the things that you can let go of, the worries that you can let go of. And how do you do that? How do you change that? You know, we repeat ourselves all the time, but these are just simple truths that you need to live by. Just very simple truths. It's not as complicated as people like to make it. Well, certain things are complicated, but this is really simple. If you got a problem, if you got worries, and that's why it keeps your vibration, you're anxious, you're angry about something, you're frustrated about something, you're feeling guilty about something, you've been shamed for whatever reason. But if you turn the problem over for solution, if you learn to get into solution mode, and we can talk for days about solution mode and how to get there and how to stay in there, but we won't address that in this show because we're going beyond the bounds of what we wanted to talk about. We want to just talk about being in that state of happiness, staying in that state of happiness. Perhaps another time we can talk a little bit more about moving your vibration up to the state of happiness, up to the state of peace, to joy, to love, to appreciation, to kindness, to compassion. And we love the word peace there. We'll throw that in there because peace is really important. Be in a peaceful state, letting go of the problems. Most of your negativity and most of your negative emotions come from problems. And a lot of the problems you can change. The ones you can't change, you need to let go of. You need to release. You can ask Source, oh, would you fix this for us, please? We pray for peace. We pray for changes in the government or changes, but we personally can't change it. Or we can't change this other than maybe get involved in an organization that's involved in that, but things that you can change. Focus on the problems that are resolvable in your life. Focus on those relationships. Focus on those situations that you can change. Because a lot of your problems come from relationships, don't they? partners, marriage partners, family members, workmates, people that you work with. Most of your problems come from other people, don't they? So you can change those. There's things that you can do to change those relationships and revise those relationships so you can move away from whatever negative emotions you may have about those people. And one of the key things there is we're back to this concept of things you can change, because one of the things you can't do is change other people. If somebody is mean to you, you can't necessarily change that person. You can send them love. You can have a loving attitude. You can appreciate really nice things about them, whatever nice things that they have going on in their life. But you can't really change them. They have to change themselves. So you have to let that go. You have to turn that problem over. You have to pull away from that problem. You have to move away from that problem because you can't change it. You can't change that person. They have to. So that's one of the areas where you can't change it. You can't change that person because they are who they are, and their issues are not necessarily your issues. Their upbringing, their problems, their emotional base, their negativity is their issue. And we're going off on a tangent. We didn't mean to do that. But we find this really important for humans to realize that another person arrived at their emotional base, their negativity from their life experiences starting at a very early age. And they're the ones that have to address that. All you can do is send them love and distance yourself and pull back and turn it over. Say, God, Source, just help this person. Help this person to move their vibration into a positive place. Move their emotions into a positive place. Help them somehow, some way. And I'm going to let them go. I'm not going to let them be that influence on me. And you recognize it's their problem. It's not your problem. All you can do is send them love, turn their problem over for solution. And that's, again, that's the solution. The solution is, how do I move away from this person? How do I let this person out of my life? So they're not influencing me. So they're not causing me to feel negative emotions. How can I do that? Show me how. And that's a solution mode. Show me how. Show me how to move away from this person. So we're going off in a whole different direction here, but it's really all related to your environment, your emotional base, moving your vibration up, not letting other people influence your vibration. And so that as you raise your vibration and you get into the place of joy, you get into the state of love, peace, appreciation for things in your life, you get into the state of manifestation. We have talked to George about this and we've expressed this. You get into this magnetic field with source energy where you're attracting everything in your life. But this is a pure energy field devoid of all negativity or very little negativity. You have to get into that place, and you do that by raising your vibration and being in the state of being happy. Just be happy. Don't let other people influence you not to be happy or your environment. So the key point is, if you can't change it, if you really can't resolve the issue, if it's outside of your ability to change it, let it go. Pray for them, send them love, meditate on peace for them or the situation, but just let it go. And only focus on the things that you can change, and that does not include other people. Okay? So we're done. We're done with our lesson for the day. So think about it, and we'll let George talk to you now. Bye. Okay, I'm back. They kind of went on for a while, didn't they? Now, I don't know if some people, I always wonder if people really accept the fact that that's my spirit guides and not me. But the reason I know it's not me, because they're very articulate. I haven't rehearsed that, those ideas, those thoughts. I've heard them before, but the way they put them out there, it's so relaxed and so comfortable. And it's like, I kind of go in the background. I hear what's going on, but I'm observing the whole thing. You know, it's like I'm in the other room listening to it. And I've been doing this for 25 years and I've tested spirit. Okay, prove to me that I'm channeling you and not me, right? And they've done that for me. They've at certain times shown to me, okay, it's not you. And they do it through a physical manipulation of my throat where they'll say, okay, we're going to stop you and make it so you can't talk. And they do that. And it's really interesting. Okay, so moving right along. We're talking about vibration. We're talking about raising your vibration and getting it to a higher state. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the vibrational scale because I brought that up a bit. And what it means, and this is all about manifesting. And I'm going to use one that's from the Omega Institute, and I'm also going to bring one up from the Abraham material. They're very closely related, but they do this vibrational thing based on emotions, and they give it a scale of 700 being the highest and 20 being the lowest. And think about your life, and think about what are dominant emotions in your life. And how this affects you. And if you think about these low vibrational, they call it, it's a subtle Hertz frequency rate of their personal vibrations. And they take people and they wire them all up and they look at certain emotions and they look at the vibrational rate. Okay. Based on the emotion. And they have a scale. And you can look at the lower the vibration, the more negative the emotion. Okay, so the bottom of the scale is shame. Shame is the lowest vibration. It's the most negative emotion to be shamed. Now, what does that mean for us as people? Well, it's really important to think in terms of children and anybody else in your environment. Shame. We got to avoid shame. Shaming somebody. And if you've been shamed, then you need to work through that a vibration, because if that vibration is carrying with you, it keeps you in a really negative place. The next one is guilt. That's you know, their scale, 20 is shame and 30 is guilt and apathy is 50. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever, you know. Grief is 75. Now, they don't have – I'm going to go to the Abraham scale, and I'll go through this scale because you can see the differences in vibrations. And it's kind of an interesting thing. And then fear, desire is 125. Anger is 150. Pride is 175. Courage is 200. So we're getting up the scale. We're getting to more an acceptable place. Neutrality, 200. No, that's courage is 200. Neutrality is 250. Willingness is 310. Acceptance is 350. So the higher the vibration, you're getting up into this place of acceptance. You're accepting your situation. You can't change things. You accept it, right? You can accept the where your life is at. You kind of go forward. Now, as I move up the scale, 400 is reason. Now, reason is not what I would call an emotion, but love is 500. Now we're getting into happiness. Now we're getting into that state of happiness, okay? Joy is 540. Peace is 600, and 700 is enlightenment. So where are you at in the scale? I mean, if you look at all those words, and you're probably some other words that aren't in here, and emotions, and let me go through the Abraham scale from the Abraham material, the Law of Attraction Principles. And they have 22. They have a list of 22. They have a list of 22, and we're going to start at the bottom of the emotional, the vibrational scale, and it's all about vibration. They put fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness at the very bottom. Okay, the next one is insecurity, guilt, and unworthiness. So you can see all the negativity here. Jealousy is number 20 in their list. Hatred and rage is number 19. Revenge is number 18. Anger is number 17. Wow. These are all negative things. Discouragement, 16. Blame is 15. Worry. See, worry is a negative energy, right? You're still at the low end of the vibrational scale. And what I'm talking about here is the higher you go in this vibrational scale, the more you move up, the closer you move to being happy. It's hard to be happy when you're worried. You know, it's the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, right? 13 is doubt. Doubt is Ooh, in manifesting, getting anything you want, doubt is a biggie, because as soon as you throw doubt into the mix, you're out of that positive vibrational scale. Now, Spirit talks about, and in my rating, they talk about this whole idea, that if you're in doubt, you're not being able to manifest whatever you want. You're in a low scale. As soon as you put doubt into the manifestation process, you're not bringing about what you want. Okay? Disappointment, being overwhelmed is number 11. Frustration, irritation, and impatience. Now, those aren't so negative. They're kind of a little bit higher in the scale, but they're totally not happy, right? Pessimism, boredom. Now, let's move into the top seven. And these are the states that you want to be in if you want to maintain your happiness. So if you want to write these down and think about this, contentment, being comfortable, being at peace, right? Peace. Okay. Contentment, right? Hopefulness, being hopeful of something. There's one I'm going to throw in here, which I think is really important, and I'm going to put it close to the top. Optimism, being an optimistic person. Positive expectation or belief. Now, I would throw in knowing, just knowing something's going to happen. Now you're in a really positive place. If you just know something's going to happen, it just got that feeling within your body that you just know it's going to happen. Then you're in a really very good positive vibrational place. Enthusiasm, eagerness, they throw in happiness. But let's just say that happiness is kind of involved in all of these, right? The next one is passion. Ooh, a passion for life, a passion for living, right? How cool is that? And then the top of the scale, and they throw a whole bunch of words in at the same place, but you could break that down a little bit vibrationally. And I probably should redo the scale, let Spirit do this scale for you, you know, from zero to whatever. I do that. I'll do that. Okay, so joy, appreciation, empowerment, empowered, freedom. Freedom's a great word. They don't throw peace in here, but peace would be thrown in here too, and love. If you're in any of those places, joy, appreciation, empowered, feeling of freedom, the feeling of love, then you're in a state of happiness. And in that state of happiness, you're manifesting whatever you want. Okay? This whole thing is all about, you want to be happy. Don't worry, be happy. That's what I'm talking about today. Get into that vibrational place where you're in this state. Now, do I have another one? No, that's it. That's the scales. So how do you get there? Let's see which time I have to get there. You know, it's like, I don't know if anybody else wants to call in, but that's what it's all about, is getting into this place. Let me give you some ideas. I have a few articles that I kind of fall back on, so that in case I run out, not enough callers or whatever. And it's from beliefnet.com. And it's about 36 ways to make your life happier. We're back on this theme of happy. And I'll go through some of these and just think about these for a moment. Just kind of put them in. So this is ways to make you happy. Remember when I said about children? That children aren't happy, they get into an unstate happy babies when they're tired, right? So one way to be happy or move towards happiness is to go to bed on time. Get enough sleep. Being grumpy from a lack of sleep will keep you from being happy. So very simple process, very simple thing. Get enough rest. Don't be tired. Sleep. Okay? Very simple. Okay, what's the next one? Delegate tasks to capable others. Simplify, unclutter your life. Delegate. Let go of stuff. Don't get so involved. You know, like if you want to be happy, don't take on too much. One thing at a time. Do one thing at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself. And then remember, being overwhelmed. Excuse me. My cat just jumped on my lap and she must be carrying something. In the Abraham material, overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed is number 11, which is down in the it's more on the negative end of the vibrational scale. So you can't be happy if you're overwhelmed all the time. You have just too much to do, right? Simplify, simplify, simplify. And that's the point of the article. And it's really very, you know, goes along with our vibrational scale, doesn't it? So what's next on our scale. Allow extra time to do things and to get to places. Yeah. You know, worry is not a very good thing. And if you're always late and you're going to be late and you're worried about being late, how can you be happy? So make those little changes. Like, I live in Southern California, Los Angeles area, and you have to be realistic about traffic. I made that mistake myself in the past where, okay, it's gonna, normally takes me 30 minutes to get there. It should take 30 minutes. It's 15 miles away, and it should take me 30 minutes realistically, right? But you have to give yourself extra time. You never know where there's an accident. So what if you're early? So what if you're a little early? You can sit and read for a few minutes if you're early for an appointment, right? Give yourself extra time. Don't have to worry about, I'm going to be late. So put that stress on yourself, and you don't need to be stressed out over this stuff, right? The other thing they mentioned, I'm not necessarily going to go through this one, and it talks about just living within your budget, simplifying your life a little bit, just live within yourself, right? Learn how to keep your mouth shut and not say things you regret. And that's guilt, right? Guilt is really low at the scale. I mean, feeling guilty about something you've said to somebody, whoever it is, that's a low vibrational thing. And so you want to avoid those low vibrational things, that guilt for saying something. But also you don't want to turn that on somebody else and put shame into their life. So they are in that low vibrational place themselves. So it's a double-edged sword. Being careful what you say to other people so that you're not guilty for saying it and you're not shaming somebody else, which creates them to be in a low vibrational place. So you end up in this low vibrational connection with somebody else from the use of guilt and shame, right? Makes sense. Another way, I like this is beautiful because it goes back to what we talked about earlier and what Spirit talked about is this idea that children are basically happy. Unless there's certain physical things that are going on in their life, they're happy. So do something a kid would do. Be a kid for the day. Spend hours like a kid. Go play. So that's the importance. Go play. Life should be about play. It really should be about play. Everything you do should be fun and play. Now, that's a hard lesson to learn. And it's taken me forever. And I'm still learning that lesson about how to play. Okay? How to play. But be a kid. Take time to play every day. Take an opportunity to play at something, to be a kid. Go swing on a swing, jump rope, whatever. I mean, it depends on your age, of course. Go skipping. You know, do kid stuff. Go play. You'll feel better. Play a game. Nerf basketball. Whatever it is. And we said, you know, we're talking about. And the next point, and I'm going to end it with this, is that they said have something around you that inspires you, a book that inspires you, something that you can read that inspires you, that makes you feel better, or even watch videos. There's lots of good sources of videos to watch that are inspirational, okay, that make you feel better, that raise your vibration. So this is all about raising your vibration to get to a better place, to get to a higher place. Okay, well, this has been fun today. A little different show. We didn't talk to any ancestors. I'll be back on Friday. So let's talk to some ancestors, you know, some dead people, and give you some messages from them. We'll do that on Friday. If you want those kind of messages, give me a call or email me. All that stuff is in my information page. The episode information is all about that. It's $1.20 a minute, which is $12 for 10 minutes. So give me a call. Let's go through it. Let's get some information for you from my spirit guides or your ancestors that'll help you in your life to raise your vibration, to be happy. That's the ultimate goal, to inspire you, to move you up that emotional scale. So thank you for listening. I love you guys. We'll talk to you on Friday. Bye.